All right, so I wanted to answer this question really quickly, and I figured I'd shoot a video for it. This came across my feed from the Baptist Insurrectionist, which is a funny meme Facebook page. And they're raising a question that a lot of people actually bring up on a regular basis. And that is, today's Ash Wednesday, and Catholics are going to go, and they're going to get the cross on their forehead. A lot of people aren't Catholic going to go. It's actually one of the most highly attended days of the year, even though it's not a holy day of obligation or a regular day of obligation. It's just the beginning of Lent. And Jesus, in Matthew 6, says, amongst other things, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that by your fasting, it may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. He says the same thing about prayer. And the objection here is an interesting objection. And it's interesting for a couple of different reasons. Are Catholics violating this when on Ash Wednesday they go in and get ashes on the forehead? To answer this question, first off, the answer is no. And I'll point out this. In fact, I was starting to point this out in this thread, and I figured I'd turn it into a video instead. That reading is the reading at Mass. That is the reading that we read on Ash Wednesday every single Mass. And we would have to be the most oblivious people of all to not totally understand that, right? So the key distinction with Ash Wednesday is that the intent of what we're doing, the spiritual meaning of what we're doing, is beyond doing it for adornment and for people to see what we're doing. Ashes symbolize humility. They always have. This is in the Old Testament. People are mourning. They do this, right? They symbolize mortality. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. They symbolize repentance. They're not about displaying personal piety. At least that's not what they're supposed to be. But they are about acknowledging our human weakness and our need for God's mercy. The practice, again, is rooted in Old Testament traditions, wearing sackcloth and ashes as a sign of mourning and repentance. And so as we enter this Lenten season, we are trying to remember that we are fallen people in need of a Savior. And the very beginning of Lent, we celebrate in a moment of solidarity. We all come together on Ash Wednesday, and we go and we get ashes. Unlike the hypocrites that Jesus critiqued on a regular basis, the ashes are communal. It's a church-wide practice, so nobody is showing off just how much holier they are than everyone else. People sometimes have fun with it, you know, hashtag, or whatever it is. But it's a corporate expression of humility. It's not about individual showboating, and that's one of the big distinctions. The ashes are applied with the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return," which is a profound moment of spiritual reflection all throughout the medieval period. Memento mori, right? Remember you are mortal. Remember you are die. Keep your mortality in front of you. And so we start the Lenten season, which culminates in the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus, by remembering our own human mortality. But also, you'll notice it says, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Now, Ash Wednesday is a day of fasting and abstinence, so it does happen to align with this, but the ashes are there not as a sign of fasting. The ashes are there as a sign of this communal moment of solidarity. So, does it violate what Jesus says? No, absolutely not. Because you'll notice other things Jesus says in this exact same passage. He says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who pray out loud and babble on in vain repetitions for other people to hear and to see. I tell you, they have already received their reward. But go and pray in secret. And if we were going to literally take him at his word there and not being hyperbolic, that would mean you should never pray corporately. You should never pray in a group at all, because people are seeing and people are watching, and nobody would ever go in for that, right? We are designed to want to pray together. It's a very natural, normal, healthy thing that Christians have been doing for 2,000 years. And so if we're not going to take that one absolutely literally in the way that it means, then that means occasionally doing something as a corporate action together to celebrate the entrance into this liturgical season is totally fine. So, to answer the question, are we breaking what Jesus had to do? No, we're not. You're missing the point of this entire thing. The point is not to showboat. The point is not to say, oh, look how holy I am. And some people will still do that during Lent, to be sure. Like, oh man, I'm giving up. I'm not going to eat for 5 days at a time. You know, I'm not going to give up this or that. Or, you know, they give up something small, but it's obnoxious. One thing I don't usually give up for Lent is coffee, because in the morning I need my coffee to function. And in all honesty, my personal devotion should not negatively affect other people. So if it's going to be something that negatively affects other people, I'm not going to do it. For some people, they'll even say, hey, I want to give up smoking. I'm going to give up smoking for Lent. And it's a very commendable thing. And if they can do it, great, that's fine. But if it makes them surly and angry and short-tempered with everybody, then it's probably best not to do that during the Lenten season. Because the point of the things we do give up, the private devotions, the things that we choose to give up for Lent, is not to better ourselves. It's not to start a new diet or start a new health trend or whatever. The purpose is to give up something we really like that's hard for us to give up so that we can grow closer to Christ, that we can die more to ourselves, we can pick up our cross and follow him. So the literal instruction may seem contradicted, but the spiritual essence of Jesus's words, his humility before God, is actually fulfilled in the Ash Wednesday practice. Hopefully you found this helpful. Please remember to like, subscribe, and share if you did. And thanks for watching.